Homes are expensive in the Puget Sound area. Foreign buyers might be driving up prices. Well, our neighbors in Vancouver, BC have some experience with this, and they reacted by putting a tax on real estate purchases by non-Canadian buyers. Should we do that here? Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton says his readers are in favor. Hi, John.
Hi, Bill.
Readers like the idea of a tax?
Well, the very unscientific poll that I did and what I've heard from in emails from readers is that they would like to slap a tax on foreign real estate buying here in Seattle.
So let's look north. Vancouver Metro has had this for a few months. How's it working up there?
Well, it appears to have slowed down foreign buying quite a bit. The downside is that the attention of buyers, especially from China, has shifted here.
Yes. Now, this could be good or bad news depending on where you sit. Homeowners in the Seattle area have got to be pretty happy right now.
Well, this is the contradiction of our very fine wine here in Seattle, is that we hear a lot about how expensive house prices are. But that is a boon for a lot of people who actually own property. They're seeing their prime asset rise in value. Now, some, of course, have trouble paying the taxes. But on the other hand, it's becoming less affordable, especially in the city, not in the metro area, but in the city.
So in the Vancouver area, putting this 15% property transfer tax for real estate purchases, if you're not Canadian, that has been so effective that they're looking to buy here instead?
That is the anecdotal evidence, certainly. We don't have hard evidence, but anecdotally and from a lot of places, we hear that the Chinese money is headed here and to a lesser degree to Toronto.
Why are Chinese buyers so interested in the Pacific Northwest?
For a lot of reasons. Chinese have a lot of money saved as opposed to Americans. They want to be in a safe haven, a country that has a very high quality of life and has the rule of law and maybe a little bit out of the reach of the Communist Party. They like our region. And in some cases, you have then very wealthy Chinese, either individuals or these murky LLCs that have a lot of dollars that they want to park somewhere where they can get a higher yield. And so in Vancouver, for instance, you had a lot of buying of properties where they were just sitting empty. I don't know that that is happening here so much. There's a lot of interest on the east side.
Right, especially on the east side. What do you think, then? Should some of your readers like the idea? Do you think a foreign buyer tax should happen here?
I'm not sure that it is possible, based on the experts I consulted. It would have to be an excise tax, and the state has already delineated the excise taxes that, say, King County can levy. And then there would be constitutional issues under the Equal Protection Clause. And so I'm just not sure that we could legally pull it off. Now, provinces have powers that American states don't. But at the same time, this is also facing a legal challenge in Vancouver, and so it might not last.
If it were possible, would you be in favor of a foreign buyer tax?
I don't know where I would stand on it. I think that there's a whole bunch of taxes we need. We need a transaction tax on Wall Street. We need a carbon tax of some kind. Would a foreign buyer tax take some of the froth off this market? Maybe. Would it make us appear discriminatory and unwelcoming to foreign capital, which we need? Perhaps. So beyond that, I think that just beyond the legal issues, it does carry some risks. And something that's important to remember is the biggest reason that house prices are rising in the area, and especially the city and certain cities on the east side, is that there are a lot of new jobs, and many of those jobs pay well. And so this is a very fast-growing economy. This is not a speculative situation where you have a lot of empty subdivisions and a huge amount of money going into that. This is being driven by economic fundamentals. The question to ask ourselves going forward is whether it starts to really distort the market if a whole lot of foreign money starts to come in. We don't know the answer yet.
If not a tax to slow demand, what's a solution, assuming we wanted to keep a lid on prices? What would be a better way to do it?
Well, I don't know if there are solutions. I think there are intelligent responses, and you can build more. And by that, I do not mean take away the urban growth boundaries. We have plenty of places to build, and we're doing that to some degree. In addition to building more, what we need to do is have better transit that connects people in outlying areas that are affordable, even down to Tacoma, which is quite affordable, and get them to job centers and back with frequent transit.
Seattle Times economics columnist John Talton. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.